Hello, my Hoopers. Happy New Year. Well, almost New Year. I'm hoping to get this out in the next day, which will beat 2014. Yay! So ultimately, I've hit my goal. So that's kind of one of those things that you like to do at the beginning of the year where you set goals and try to make cool things happen for yourself or try to be a better person to other people, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been a rough, well, I'm not going to say a rough year. It's been a challenging year for me. Financially struggling with no, real job for, almost, gosh, we're going on 3.5 years now. You know, personally, I almost lost my home, filed for bankruptcy, tried a whole bunch of different jobs, and, it's been really challenging. But the few things that have really gotten me through have been hooping. I continue to teach a class a few days a month, and my students really have, they give me so much. And sometimes I feel guilty. I feel like I'm taking more from them than I give to them as an instructor. I hope that's really not the case, but I really get a lot out of them. They just make me feel so good when I leave the ballroom. And I have a wonderful partner. We are, you know, doing a 2-city West Coast relationship, but, you know, we're making it work. He's been incredibly supportive and even takes my hoop classes, and that means a lot to me. And then I have an incredible network of friends, both in Portland and Seattle and the Bay Area, and my Burning Man community friends, and it's just, you know, the financial end has just sucked. And every once in a while, I have huge panic attacks and don't know how I'm going to make it. But in the end, it's about my relationships. And I am still doing something that I feel really good about that makes me feel good. So, you know, if you're in that boat right now, it's like lean on your friends or at least reach out to them. You don't have to ask for help. Just say, hey, let's go have some tea. That doesn't cost very much. I'm learning that, you know, you can have an amazing day for a couple bucks. So so speaking of new year, brand new, whatever that you set your mind to doing, you know, I started coming down to the Bay Area in late 2012 with this relationship, and thought I'd better, you know, kind of get in touch with the hooping community down here, or well, in the Bay Area. I'm actually here now while I'm doing this podcast, and I reached out to the Bay Area Hoopers, or BA, and immediately met Antonio Gomez, and we hit it off. I just fell in love with this man. He's awesome, and had a great time and met a lot of really sweet, just welcoming people immediately. And I love that space. It's inner space. And this is what they're doing right now for 2014, the end of 2013 into 2014. It's every Sunday at Inner Space in San Francisco, formerly Cell Space, I believe. It's the Intermission. Intermission in San Francisco. It's Sundays, 1 to 3. All levels welcome. It there is a fee, but I think it may be donation based, but, you know, support the community. They really, you know, appreciate the love and the support, and then that way Antonio can keep this going in this space. San Francisco is not cheap. I am learning. So met him and just adore him. And if you don't know him, you will get to know him in this interview. So, happy new year, and don't be hard on yourselves. Continue hooping, get the support of your hooper friends, and just enjoy your life. Don't worry about the money. It'll come. Just reach out, develop your friendship networks, and give love, because, oh my God, it comes back over and over and over. Happy New Year, everybody. And it's recording. I'm watching it actually record. So hello. I'm so glad.
Hi, Portland. Hi, Hoopla. Hoopa.
Hula Hoopla.
Hula Hoopla.
That's all right.
So this is the last indoor
hoop jam. Yes, it's our last indoor hoop jam.
You don't have to sit that close.
Oh.
I'll get it close to you.
Okay. Hi. So yes, it's our last indoor hoop jam at intermission. And next week or a couple of weeks from now, we're going to go outdoors. And we usually go outdoors during the warm months, which is spring and summer. However, yes. I enjoy indoor hoop jams, but yes, the majority of people love to be outdoors.
Be outside, yeah, you kind of open up. But this is a fantastic space.
Yes.
Well, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Antonio. I'm the coordinator for the Bay Area Hoopers.
And then you're coming up on a big deal this year.
Yes, that is correct. It's our 10-year anniversary, and we've been doing weekly hoop jams since 2003.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And so how much have you seen this grow?
Well, it fluctuates, but I feel that we definitely inspired other groups to create their own hoop jams. And since we're in the city, we're very central. I mean, we are the Bay Area, but then there's also the East Bay, which is Oakland. And there's a thing about like the city and the East Bay, and there's just two different tribes. But yes, there's splinter groups, and everyone's doing hoop jams now, hoop workshops. It's grown. Before, we were the only ones, but now there's couple of hoop jams happening during the week, during the weekend. There's workshops. It's just grown.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's a great. I walked in and I felt so. Just felt so welcome and.
It's a nice blanket. It's a hooping blanket for us hoopers. We a lot of people like to know that there's a weekly hoop jam, and they can come and they're welcomed. Just it's an open community.
And you mentioned knowing that it's always there. I mean, for me, now that I've been coming down to the Bay Area a lot, I always know, like, oh, Saturday I can go to the hoop jam. And then Beth's like, oh, yeah, I'm in San Francisco today, so I can go to the hoop jam.
Yes.
That's such a nice feeling.
Yeah, we like to think of that as a service to the hooping community. Normally, we're usually on Sundays, but considering the schedules with intermission, formerly South Space, we took on Saturday. But we're definitely very flexible with the community. And during the summers, there's a lot of festivals, a lot of outdoor happenings. So depending on what people want to do, we try to tailor and schedule our hoop jams based on those interests.
Cool. So are they in different parks, or do you have a...
We're nomadic hoopers, yes. one day we'll be at Dolores Park. The next week we'll be at Golden Gate Park, Hippie Hill. The next week we'll probably be at Prestita Park. Maybe the following week we'll be at the Sunday Streets in the Mission. Sunday Streets is where they close off an entire neighborhood to public and foot traffic, and there's no cars. And we like to show up there and just start up a hoop jam.
Great. So what is, where did you, when did you start hooping?
I started hooping in 2003, 2004. I was involved with South Space, and the Bay Area Hoopers used to come here to our main space, and they used to have a hoop jam just like what we're doing today. However, I was a media coordinator at the time, and I used to come out and watch them hoop. And the thing about hoopers is that when they see somebody curious or they look like they're interested in what we're doing, you see a hoop rolling towards your direction. That means grab it and join us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got into the fold. They just gave me a hoop, and I've been hooping ever since. And then in the last 3 years, I've taken over as the coordinator, and so I've taken some more responsibilities.
So you do fire as well. So tell me about your group.
Yes, well, fire is something interesting. It's another part of the hooping community, but it's part of the flow arts as well. And I resisted for 5 to 7 years, I resisted fire hooping. And again, once you try it, it gets under your skin, and then it becomes an obsession, just like hooping does. And so I found it to be a natural transition from regular hooping to fire hooping. It was a really natural progression for me. So now I'm actually part of Fire Expo, and Fire Expo is, they celebrate a lot of the fire arts and flow arts. So my group is actually called Fireproof. And it's just me and my partner Jim, and we're just two dapper gentlemen fire hooping with capoeira and acro and break dancing. So that's our thing about fire hooping, and it's something that's different. And also the fact that we're in our 40s and doing this, and it's not just a young young performance or a young community that people sort of expect. So even older people like myself can do fire hooping, and it's a great way of encouraging different backgrounds to do this as well. So
that's a really good point. Actually, Beth and I are the same age as well. I didn't start hooping until I was 44. So, and I tell my students a lot of my students are late 30s, early 40s, are going through some change in their lives, and they're drawn to the hoop for the reason of they wanted to find something that made them feel good.
Yes.
And I tell a lot of my students too that this is something you can do forever. I mean, just like yoga, you can keep doing this as long as you can stand up. You're going to be fine. Even, well, there's some wheelchair folks that have taken on hooping with their hands. It's amazing. So it's not just limited. It's not an age. It's not a you can figure it out.
Paige has a really good point, and I'm realizing this, that hooping is probably the next yoga craze, and there's yoga, there's acro yoga, there's capoeira, there's all sorts of disciplines out there. And I'm discovering after all these years that even though we're not spreading like wildfire like yoga has been, but it's definitely there, and it's a very strong, strong community that's not just here in the United States. It's global. It's part of like the juggling. The poi. It's not Pilates. It's definitely grown, and it has a very strong foundation. And it's definitely, it's a yoga-based, not necessarily yoga-based. I say yoga-based because yoga is very widespread and people know about it. And I feel we are that as well, just within a certain demographics in the community.
Well, I find that a lot of the hoopers that I meet, it's not just hooping that they do. They gravitate toward yoga and the acro yoga and the aerial silks and arts and trapeze and then the circus arts and the flow arts. And it's just all this movement and expression. And I think I say this a lot too, that hooping kind of taps into like the childhood bliss that you have. And once that starts to open up, you start seeing more fun things that you want to do. And it's like, it's not like they're not hard. I mean, it's some serious training to do some of these things, but you feel more accepting, you know, that it doesn't matter how old I am. I can still do this. I can still try this. You know, this looks fun. I want to do this. Who cares what people think? This is great. These other people are great. I'm surrounded by these amazing people that do these fun things. And it just, it's such a positive influence. It really does, it color codes everything else in my life. I mean, I see things, almost everything has a little more positive spin, pardon the pun, on it. Really, since I'm coming up on my Hooperversary in April, it'll be 4 years, I think. And that's when I met Beth, was at this particular hoop retreat, the Northwest Hoop Gathering in 2009 in Bend, Oregon, is when we met. So it's just all, everything's coming back, and all these people just keep coming in and out, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably just speaking to the choir, but I definitely would like to say yes. There's definitely something about it. It's a gateway to other disciplines. Hooping or yoga or circus or juggling. It's all part of the same community, and it just attracts positively.
It really does, doesn't it?
No one yells at you for hooping the wrong way.
Right.
No one's going to tell you, no, you're doing it the wrong way. The thing about hooping or the flow arts is that you can come into this discipline and somehow it's like jazz. You create what you feel is natural for your expression. It's dance, it's movement. But it's just, it's a ring. It's only positiveness or positively attitudes come to this. And again, no one yells at you for hooping the wrong way.
And I very, very rarely see anyone, you know, not smiling when they're in the hoop. You know?
Yes, yeah, no one, if you have a bad mood or you have some really pent up energy that you have to release, these disciplines are a way of expressing or just pushing that energy out that you need to express. That's why people do yoga. We do hooping.
Yeah.
I feel it's kind of the same way. It's definitely a meditative movement, or it's very meditative for me. It just grounds me. It just allows me to just express myself, and I don't have to be with anyone. I can just be by myself mm-hmm. and express this. That's why it's just so therapeutic. It's a very therapeutic discipline.
Yeah, I always feel better after, even a little bit. You know, I'm just like, oh, I'm kind of in a crappy mood. I'm gonna just hoop for just a few minutes, and it just changes everything. So tell me about this 10-year anniversary plan that's going on.
Okay, so we've 2003. The co-founders of the Bay Area Hoopers, or we might actually be one of the oldest hooping communities in the States. But here in the Bay Area, at least, we've been just doing a weekly hoop jam since 2003. I've taken it over for like the last 3 to 4 years, and it's still going strong, and there's a very vibrant community, a very supportive community, and it's just, now we just look around, it's been 10 years, and it's really hard for an art community or a hoop community to be able to be around, especially in San Francisco, where it's with the arts are moving out of the city because of like the high rents and the new wealth. It's almost like an uber rich city now, so it's really hard to keep these artists here in town. But again, we've been on the sidelines the whole time, so that's because we have it's a very non-profit supportive community. And again, we just find ourselves, it's 10 years, so we're just celebrating.
So how are you celebrating?
We're celebrating in a sense of just continue doing what we're doing and having weekly hoop jams here in the Bay Area, and trying to just communicate or spread the word as much as we can.
Well, you're talking about there's a film being made?
Oh, yes. We have someone doing a documentary on 10 years of Bay Area Hoopers, or 10 years of hooping. And so that's one way of celebrating. We have an amazing artist, Malcolm Stewart.
Yay!
Who is actually designing an amazing, just an amazing design for our 10-year anniversary. So we have a few artists who are just coming up with some ideas. And how do we celebrate something like this? Just by celebrating,
Continuing doing this fabulous thing.
Yes, just continuously doing this fabulous thing that we do on a weekly basis.
Well, thank you I'm so glad I met you through this. It's been I just look forward to seeing your face every time I walk in the door.
Well, Paige, thank you so much. I have like a really close and dear just obsession with Portland.
You are always welcome to come and stay with me.
And I've always been, and I got really excited when I met Paige because she is not just a hooper, but she's an amazing Oregonian Portland person. And she definitely is just very welcoming. And again, this is just us just kind of relating with each other.
Aw, sweetie. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you, guys. And also, it wasn't me that that spread the word about Portlandia. It wasn't me. Sorry, people. It's the word's out now.
The word's out.
The word's out. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You so much.
Thank you.
I need a transporter. I need to be able to come back and forth between Portland and San Francisco or East Bay all the time. There's just too many cool people down here, and I wish I could transport you guys back up to Portland and play with my friends up there. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm hoping this year, 2014, I should say, will bring a legitimacy, I guess you could call it, to the podcast. I'm looking for sponsors. I'm looking for advertisers. I'm looking for a web designer that can do a simple, very simple design. I have an idea. I have a business model in mind. I would love to talk to other creatives who are also hoopers that understand what I'm trying to do, and we can work out something. Like, you know, my first sponsorship money will go to pay you for doing the website. So I really want to work on something and get a nicer recording equipment. Not that this isn't awesome, Joel. Thank you. But you know, I want to make this a really good, viable thing to give to hoopers, and I need your help to make this a viable business. Perhaps this is what I'm going to be using to support myself. I think because I'm so into meeting new hoopers, and I feel like I'm so naive and excited about meeting hoopers all the time that I can actually bring you really good interviews and meet you and introduce you to hoopers that you may not have heard of, or maybe you'll hear a side of a hooper that you absolutely adore and you like, oh my God, I didn't know that about her or him. So keep that in mind. I do have an interview with Katarina in, you know, ready to go. I would really like to tell you all about her and what amazing things she did in December and what she's got on her plate. And I'd really like to do this in a professional format, beautiful website, you know, very simple, tasteful. You're getting my gist here. So anyone that would like to help that listens to this podcast or has listened to this podcast or knows me or thinks this is a really freaking good idea, because it is, email me at hoopanista, that's HOOPANISTA, at Hula Hoopla, that's my business, hulahoopla.com. Please get in contact. I would love to talk to you about maybe you would be interested in being a sponsor, an advertiser, which, you know, it'd be radio style. Like I would tell you this podcast brought to you by blah, blah, blah of blah, blah, blah. You know how that works. Anyway, thank you for your consideration. Thank you for being wonderful, beautiful hoopers. I hope your 2013 was great and 2014 is going to be even better. And thank you, Antonio, for just being an awesome guy and really pulling together and making the Barrier Hoopers Hoop Jam so incredibly inviting and wonderful and fun. We are lucky people. Thank you. Bye.